Today also he was asking.
And he collected 500 rupees from him for
customs duty.
Bank. He should say that this is the medicine. Hare Krishna. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavams Sri Rupam Sakrudatam Sakana Raghunathan Vittam Tamsadhi Tadvaitam Javadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sakana Narita Sri Vishakhan Vittam Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutale Vimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutale Vimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Nama Vansha Kulpata Rupyasya Kripa Sindhu Devasa Vasitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Padaya
Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namo Varuna Chaitanya
Sri Sanatana Goswami who was the Prime Minister of Hoshangabad in Bengal. Prime Minister was sent to jail because he wanted to give relief. He requested the Raja Sahib to relief, give him relief and engage somebody else to... But the Nawab said, no, no, you cannot resign. If you resign, my state will be ruined. There is no such able hand who can able to manage the affairs. So you are the fittest person. Don't want to be retired. I said, do this, I cannot do this. Then he was sent to the jail because he wanted to resign. He was sent to jail. And he now, what can he do? A prime minister who appointed the jailer, a Mohammedan, he appointed the appointment is given by him. Now he has controlled him. Then Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami told that I have given you that appointment. Now I want to give you 5,000 dollars.
Coins, golden coins.
No place to go out, because I will not be here. I will go to Makkah or Medina. But that fellow doesn't know Kasi, Banaras, Haridwar. No, he doesn't believe. He said, I will never stay here. I will go to Makkah, Medina. No, no, I cannot do that. Baksha knows that. I will be cut off. That will be cut off. Then he brought 7,000 and he put before him. And he said, oh, you know, night I can say that he went to latrine this way and now he never returned. I don't know what happened. Now from there he walked in the night and day, night and day he walked. And with the Muslim dress, he was with the Muslim dress. So nobody could recognize him that he is the Prime Minister. He walked. In the evening he came to a mountain, and that mountain he must cross. If he crosses that mountain, that the limits of Nawab finish. Then he will be free. So he requested some people who are staying there. They are robbers. They are staying there. And the Sanatana Goswami requested him, "I am from jail. I have nothing, no money with me. I'm empty hand. I gave 7,000 to the jailer. And please help me. And give your men so that they can help us to cross the mountain in the night. Yes, I will do it. You have not taken food, we will give rice to all. You prepare. And after taking food, you come to me. Meantime, we went and there was Ishana who was following him, one servant. And because he is the Prime Minister, he could understand why these fellows are the robbers. Who are these fellows? I have never seen them, nor they have seen me. Now, what is their aim? He asked, "Ishan, have you got anything with you?" "I have no single pipe." Then he said, "I have got $7. He took those $7, went direct to him, the leader, and said, "Sir, you accept this and please help me that I will cross." That, "Sir, we know that your servant has got $8 with him. You have told the truth. We will never do any harm to you. Otherwise, we would have killed you, both of you, for those $7. No, no, if you doesn't take me in the amount, some other fellow will come and he will take that. Only take." He threw that upon him and begged him. Now with the help, he crossed the mountain and came to open place that is beyond the boundary of the state. Then he was happy to talk. "Ishana, what more you have got with you?" "Sir, I have got more, $1. "Why you have brought the dollar? I have not $1, one pie with me. I am empty hand. You know that I have given $7,000 to the jailer." Thinking, "Yes, sir, you are the Prime Minister, you are coming and you have to walk from here to Kashi, Banaras. It is Not one month you can walk. There was no other vehicle to go, only walking. You have to walk. But he said all that. Now, you please take that wine with you. Sir, I have kept it. If I have told you that I have got 8, then you would give those $8 to him. And what will you eat on the way? This is not sufficient for sufficient till you reach Banaras. Yet it will help. For a few days it will help. So kept it one without telling. It is for you only, not for me. You take that one coin with you and go direct to your village. You don't come with me. Vaishnava, Vajradapi Kathor. His decision is like thunderbolt. And Muduni Kusumadapi, like a flower. His heart is very, very soft. And he sent away. He walked on the way some days, eating and not eating. And after that he reached the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was staying. He was sitting on the veranda, knowing this Mahaprabhu asked the devotee to go and see who is sitting on the veranda. And he saw no sadhu. He is a Mohammedan with pajama, beard. He is not a Vaishnava. No, you bring him. You brought him. When he brought him, then Mahaprabhu embraced him. And I am very, very happy that you have come away. How could you come? He told the history, and Krishna's power is great. Krishna's power. You can be understood. I'm very happy. Now we ask the devotee to take him to Ganga and save him. Save him. And he was saved. And removed that dress and gave it away to somebody. And he asked, you please give me one cloth. Yes, Mahaprabhu ordered a new cloth. No, I don't want new cloth, only used cloth. But 10 cubits long dhoti. Told 2 pieces, one piece covering the body and one piece covering lower portion and upper portion. And out of it, Dora and Kaupina was removed. And Dora Kaupina accepted. And he was going to Madhukari, because Mahaprabhu said he is the Prime Minister. And so he has walked for 1.5 months, very great difficulty suffering, and so he must be nourished, given food for 10 days. No, I will never take Thula Bhikkha from one place. I will do Madhukari, just like other Bhavadis do, I will do it. Madhukari, just like a bee, honey bee, collects honey, from ever spitting on the flower, little honey. Not one flower, many flowers. So like that, I will collect my food. Why should you take care of that? Because Mahaprabhu never questioned him. Then one day Mahaprabhu asked, how do you feel? I feel better. How could you resign? I have resigned by your mercy. I was drawing $10,000 daily, monthly. Monthly $10,000. Now I am free from Rajastha, the money of the public and money of the Rajas. I am now happy. Then he asked, Mahaprabhu, I have one doubt. Ke ami, keno amai, jare tapatroy, ami nahi buddhi koi chahita hai. Who am I? Why I am suffering? Mentally, physically, who is the cause of this suffering? What for answer? Who am I? Do not know. Then Mahaprabhu said, you do not know who you are. You are, till now you are the Prime Minister of Hussain Sabansa. Without your help, he was unable to control the country. You know it, Samadana Dheva Dandaniti, you know better. And now you have resigned, you have to suffer. But, yes, Gramya Vyavahare Pandit Tai Sattamani, I know that in this worldly actions I am expert. Apanare hita hita kichhi na jani, but actually how far I may be benefited. And what is the benefit? I do not know. Really, which is favorable to me, the action, I do not know. Now I beg you, Mahaprabhu, please tell me who am I? What for I am suffering? Why I am suffering? I am considered by my ruler as the able Prime Minister. He said, because you are here, you are on the throne, you are controlling the people, and you are managing the affairs, I have nothing to do. Thus, this is only worldly engagement. This engagement is not for my Atman. It is Deha Dharma. I am an expert for Deha Dharma. But I do not know actually what is benefit, what is welfare. My welfare I do not know. Because here I have no understanding. I think that I am a Prime Minister, I can do as I want. If I did it, so the Nawab has appreciated my activity. But actually it is not spiritually benefited to me. I am now suffering three times. Sarilika, manasika, sarilika, through this physical body I suffer. Suffering. Who was with bandage has come. Is he here? No. He has gone. Who came here with bandage? Where is he? He has not come.
He's not there.
Now, physically, I am suffering every moment. And that physical suffering can be cured with the help of doctor. Mental suffering, no doctor can cure it. A mental doctor can do that. But that also correctly he cannot diagnose it. Now physically, mentally, spiritually I am suffering. How can I be free from Kiyami, Kanamai, Dharita Putroy? Who am I? I do not know, sir. Yeah. You do not know who you are? You are doing the service of Hussain Sabhasa, drawing 1,000, 10,000 dollars a month. You do not know. You are a very able hand. Yes. I was considered by my master as an able hand, but actually I cannot satisfy myself. Now I realize, who am I? Who am I? This is the question, that when ordinary person comes to a guru, what does he want from the guru? Gurudeva, I am ignorant. I am innocent. I do not know what to do. Please tell me the same question, answer. Tapatraya. Kiyami, 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 who am I? Who you are? You do not know. You used to apply sick leave for 15 days, for 1 month or 2 months, sitting with all great scholars and pandits and devotees and discuss with them all the philosophy. No, you do. You have not discussed this philosophy. No, I do not know. I do not know who I am. This is always the question. What part a person comes to a guru? Who am I? He should know through his guru who he is. And that answer will be only after he enunciates the whole attachment towards the world. As long as we are having the attachment towards the wealth, towards this body, towards my children, towards everything of this world, perishable, that unperishable is the Lord. The first thing is, I must know that first. I do not know. To know, get a proper answer from the Guru, he comes to a Guru, and Gurudeva, now Gurudeva will give him when he surrenders to the Guru. Gurudeva, dasya prasadat bhagavat prasadat, dasya prasadat nagati kutopi, jayam stuvan dasya jasatri sandham, vande guru sri charanarabhanna. Three times I only offer my prayers to you, Gurudeva. I do not know what to do. I am quite ignorant of my activities. I am guided by Maya, your Maya. And how to conquer your Maya in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said to Arjuna, दैवीयसा गुणमयी मम माया दुरक्षया मानेव जे प्रपद्यन्ते माया मेतां करुणते. हाउ कैन यू कंट्रोल दिस त्रिगुणमयी माया, त्रिगुण सत्वगुण रजगुण एंड तमोगुण. वन क्वालिफिकेशन, एक्सटर्नल क्वालिफिकेशन इज कंस्ट्रक्शन एंड देन sustains, it will be sustained, the building was constructed by tamo, by rajaguna, and sattva-guna sustains, preserves it. Gradually it will decay and fall down. When it is destroyed, then the action is of tamo-guna. We are born, we grow. And we have come to a limit, 6 feet or 7 feet high. Then gradually we will decay. Then old age comes. Then death comes. Then we will die. Now, how can we control death? Who can control the death? You have to learn by the blessings of Guru, who are you and what far you have come to this world. You have travelled through many, many wombs, lakhs and millions of births you had. And at last, you were fortunate enough to get this human body. In this human body, our good qualities are endowed. Now we can understand what is my duty, what shall I do. But because I am like a drunkard, because I am accustomed to drink, so my body will be empowered with the drink. Without drink I cannot survive. Every moment the drunk is wanted. Then we will carry it away by
brandy.
That which misguides me. I cannot give proper answer to any question. I will be misguided. The intoxication now works. It gives you answer. It does happiness and unhappiness. You feel intoxication. Now, if I am free from intoxication, then I will be free to talk. Now the world all, the father doesn't know that he is the real father of this boy. The boy doesn't know that he is the son of the father. And these misconceptions cannot be rectified unless the God's blessings are there. If the Guru shows the path, that if you go through this path right, you will cross this and reach your destination. But if I cannot do that, I cannot reach. So what is it? The Guru tells you. Vedanga, as it is told in Sanskrit, Gurvashtakam, samsara dhavana lalita loka tranaya karunya ghana ghanatvam, samsara karunya. Very kind towards us. And he appeared in this world. How? as people are struggling for water, water. The clouds without water, no, with water has come. Ghana ghanatvam, ghana aghana. The clouds. There are some clouds which never brings rain. It will come and go. But clouds, it will bring rains. And if the rains are there, then the suffering will be diminished. We will be free. Now, what is that? It is only Atma-jnanam. What is that Atma-jnanam? I say I. When I'm a boy, I say I'm a boy. When I'm a youth, then I will say I'm youth. And when father of children, I'm working or retiring, or nearing retiring. Number of children, he has no time to think of himself, because the children, he has not completed the house, nor he could get the boys educated. They were not married. Now he is always thinking, thinking, and becomes old and dies. And again he born, because the action he has done, now he reaps the consequences, again he is born. Again he dies, again he born, again he dies, again. Like that, several thousand, several million deaths and births, several million forms I have got, I left. Now what shall I do? Yes. He should come to a proper place, and he has got renunciation in him, retired. But actually, a man influenced by Maya never wants to retire. Though he is 80, he wants to be with the wife, because it is Maya. You cannot control Maya. No one can control Maya. No one. All are under the influence of Maya. Whatever Maya dictates, you have to follow. Obey. But one can disobey Maya and take the shelter of the Supreme Lord and say, Lord, you are my master. I want to become the master of myself. Because if I don't follow Guru, I don't follow the Vaishnavas, I don't follow the Lord, there Krishna says, Devyasa gunamai mama maya durattaya maneva je prapadyante maya me tam taram. One can be free from the hold of maya when one surrenders to me. O Lord, I surrender. I have surrendered. This body belongs to you. This house belongs to you. And the wife and children, they all belong to you. Nothing I have. I am free now because I have surrendered to you. I definitely know that you will protect me and save me. A devotee who surrendered, he always depends upon the blessings of the Lord. He surrenders to the Lord, and Lord will bless him. He will give him protection. He will say, all right, I will, I am here to help you. If you completely surrender to me, I definitely, it is my duty to help you, to protect you, to save you. I am the savior, I am the protector. None else. Then, when you surrender, if you don't surrender, how can you expect His blessings, help? one must feel a boy who is passing urine and stools on the bed and crying. The mother must come or father must come or someone who protects the child must come and help him, remove him from the plate and clean the cloths and give fresh cloths and touch the cloths. Then, so one, when he, one feels helplessness, I am helplessness. Nobody says that I am helpless. Nobody. Do you say? No. I have got help. Everybody says, I am not in a helpless condition. One who says, one who feels that he is in helpless condition, then definitely the Lord will help him. But do you feel? No, I won't. Now I want to enjoy. Everything I see in this world is for my enjoyment, he thinks. I am the master of this body, I am the master of this house, master of my children, master of this house, everything mine. Mine. I, this body is I. No, no, sir. The body is never I. This I, but I is not the body. I is that inspired that body as Atman. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hurdese arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani jantrarudhani maya. Krishna says, where is that Ishvara, where is that God? God is everywhere. In each and every object, there is the God. How could you see the God? Yes. And the God is in the wood, in the stick, fire. Fire is in the wood. But if I touch wood, my hands will be burnt. I don't feel that the fire is there. I cannot see the fire. But the fire will come if you rub the two sticks or the two bamboos, Uttararani and Adhararani, if you rub it, where from light comes? You need not light it. Matchbox is not necessary, or the petrol light is not necessary. The light will come out, the fire will come out from this, from the bamboo itself, from the stick itself, from the wood. Then how is it? Yes. He is like a fire in the wood. Fire. But fire you cannot realize unless you come to action. You cannot realize it. How, what action? Uttararani, Uttararani. The Guru and Sishyas, when they talk of this truth, spiritual truth, that truth is Atma. Atma va are drashtabhya, srotabhya, mantabhya, nijadhyasitabhya. Our Upanishad, our Vedas says that Atma is there. We have to discuss about it. Always, with whom? With my Guru. And the Guru doesn't want selfish people. Who has self-aggrandizement, I am, they doesn't talk to him. One who submits to the Guru and one who submits to the Lord, then they will be pleased to bless him. Then he can understand that the God is a Garbhar. I do not know. We read in books. Ishvara sarvabhutana murtesi arjuna tishtati. Always Arjuna, the God is a Garbhar. In each and every object, life, without life, He is there. But when can I understand it? When I do the activities and obey the orders of my Guru and spiritual master, and then it will act. The fire will come out. You can see that fire. Now, our request is, what service you have done, how can the God who is within you, who operates the body minutely, they cannot see the God. Now you can realize God. On the other hand, you will die. So you must know that the God is not visible to our naked eye, our mouth, sense of eye, glasses. He has got glasses. With help of glasses, no, with help of glasses you cannot see. You can see a material one, but spiritual one, no power in the glass has to see that. So, he is fortunate enough, a fortunate soul, he will properly understand the teachings of his Guru and wants to serve the Lord and the Guru, and with the service they will be pleased. And when they are pleased, then it will be easy for him. And without the help of Guru, or without the help of the Lord, if I directly, independently inquire, no, no, you are ignorant. How can you do that? So you want the process. You should know the truth, realize the truth. All your organs are only to know the material objects, nothing spiritual. As you say that Om, 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 it has got form. But now, who has asked you to do Om, Om, Om? Dhruva was sent to the forest, and he went to the forest because all the munis, they perform tapas in the forest. The mother said, no, you are a boy, 5 years a boy. Why do you feel so unhappy? Because you are not allowed to sit on the laps of your father on the throne. You are a boy. You should not have this sort of misunderstanding, and you are not in a position to understand, not in a position to perform. So wait some years. Then I will go. No, I will go now. So he went. Now, mother requested Narada to go and call the boy home. I beg you. Narada went and said, boy, where are you going? I'm going to perform penance. What for? Then he said, my father, I'm the legitimate authority to sit on the throne, my father. My stepmother brought me down. Father never uttered a single word. I am his son, eldest son. I must sit on father's throne. So I went home and told this to mother, yes, Lord must bless you. Oh, mother, I will go to forest. All the munis, they perform penance in the forest, I will go. What will you do? Narada said, you are a boy, all the beasts will eat away your flesh. Don't go. After some years, you can go. No, sir, I want just now to go. I will never return back. Siramba patayat karjamba sadhu. I must live. I want to live. Not many people eat to live. No. You cannot survive eating. The more you commit ahara viharasa, those karmasu, now yuktahara, balanced diet. I must. And below normal, then your body will become weak. Now, how can you perform meditation tapas? Impossible. Now, you must have this balanced diet. All our activities, all our sadhana, whatever we do, it should be balanced. Weight. Neither too much or too less. If it's too much, then you have to suffer. Less, the body will be decayed. So like that, what is yoga? Narada told him, boy, all these things you have to learn and follow and act after some years. You go home. I, Narada, I tell you go home. I don't go, sir. I will never return home. Though you are Narada, I don't care. And if you show me the path and the process to get the success in my attempting, then only I will believe. If not, you go to her. I don't want your help. Then he thought, the strong determination he possesses, so the boy must help him. He said, yes, you follow me. In 6 months, and you try this yoga, 6 months, so much food, daily you reduce. And on the last day of 6 months, you will see some light in your heart, inside the body. And you open your eyes, you see the same personality standing before you. Now you ask whatever you want. Exactly it happened, determined to do that, tapas he performed, and saw the Lord. And what to do then? Narada never told him, he is a boy, he doesn't know. Then the Lord himself, that is Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma, armed. That is Shankha, conchal. In one hand he touched the head of Dhruva. Then he repeated, very beautiful stotra. Then it is there. He never studied Sanskrit. never tell anything at all, never. Oh, it is my Lord's darshan. He could see the Lord. Lord has given all the powers. Now the Lord asked, what do you want? He said, I don't want anything. No, no. You have come here for what purpose? I have come, but kasam vichanban jadyaratnam, now for a piece of grass I have come. Now a gem I could get. I can, with the help of this gem, I can get lorries of glass pieces. Why should I care for this father's throne? I don't want father's throne. Father's throne is not great and supreme than your darshan, my sight. I have purified my heart. I am purified. I am satisfied. I have no desire. No desire. The desire I had, useless. I don't want father's throne. I'm very happy to see you. Nothing can be valued before the darshan of the Lord.